Shalom. Today we're reading from the
170, Faith Within Reason. You can find the article in Sotava and Dervot Systems. Faith Within Reason. Rav, please.
Yes, we list three types of faith: faith below reason, faith within reason, and faith above reason. This short article speaks about faith within reason. So let's hear it. Maybe we'll understand something.
Inyan emuna betoch hadat.
Faith within reason. Faith within reason is called a wicked strap with which to strike the wicked. The reason is that through it we are enslaved within the exile. For were it not for this, they would immediately go free.
So faith within reason prevents us from exiting the exile, from desire to receive. We simply continue in exile at a time when it helps us to lift off in faith above reason, above faith within reason. Then, at that time it would be free. Maybe start again.
Faith within reason is called a wicked strap with which to strike the wicked. The reason is that through it we are enslaved within the exile. For were it not for this, they would immediately go free. Freedom, it's called that we are no longer enslaved to reason, but we are in the upper world free.
It
means, read, it is just as Israel were in Egypt 216 years, or as it is written, and they afflicted them 400 years. The thing is that what they built would immediately be buried in the ground. As much as they tried to do actions above reason, they couldn't do anything, but everything was swallowed in the ground, in the desire, as much as they wanted to do actions above reason and faith, they couldn't do it. This is called the exile. And they made their lives bitter with hard work. They wanted to come out of Egypt, out of the exile, and they couldn't rise above it. And they were within the exile. Exile means that we're in a state that we cannot be free and to do actions that are not within the desire, which are above the desire. That's the problem. Yeah. Continuing to read, until the children of Israel sighed from the work, until we saw that we couldn't by ourselves come out of our work from within reason. But rather, if it was within reason, they could do some actions, but above reason, meaning in faith and the force of faith, they cannot do it. And in this way, it was drawn out for a long time until, through the Creator's help, they were redeemed. Continuing to read. Until they were redeemed. However, we should ask, why did they not have a sigh and grief from the work? The reason is that if a person takes faith above reason, then his body no longer wants to give him fuel for the work. Since where there is no will to receive, there is no body.
And so, where the body doesn't feel that it gains something, that it can act in some way according to its desire, then it doesn't give energy, and the man remains in exile, as I just said.
The rule is that a body cannot work without any reception for itself. 10%, 5%, but no reception whatsoever, this is impossible.
This means we must receive some reward for our efforts, even if it's one penny, something.
And if not,
I feel that I gain something for this, then I won't be able to work. But if I get even one, the smallest coin, one penny, the smallest coin that can be, then I can imagine that it's truly a reward, and then I have the ability to do something.
But there is an answer to this. One who increases the love of the Creator.
So who will work in love towards the Creator? So he will have energy from the Creator. If I come to a state where I reach love towards the Creator, then I don't need any other reward. The love of the Creator, what I achieve, is the thing that makes up for everything and gives the feeling of a reward. So love is such a feeling that I don't need any other reward. It's as if we know in our world, if I love somebody, I can do anything for him. My love is, in essence, the feeling of the reward. It's worth doing everything that's necessary. And then he has the energy from the Creator's side. And deserving love of the Creator is possible exactly through hatred towards the body, towards the desire to receive.
And
now let's hear from Oren once again.
Faith within reason. Faith within reason is called a wicked trap with which to strike the wicked. The reason is that through it we are enslaved within the exile. For were it not for this, they would immediately go free. It is just as Israel were in Egypt 216 years, or, as it is written, and they afflicted them 400 years. The thing is that what they built would immediately be buried in the ground, and they made their lives bitter with hard work until the children of Israel sighed from the work, until they were redeemed. However, we should ask, why do they not have a sigh and grief from the work? The reason is that if a person takes faith above reason, his body no longer wants to give him fuel for the work. Since where there is no will to receive, there is no body. The rule is that a body cannot work without any reception for itself. 10%, 5%, but no reception whatsoever, this is impossible. But there is an answer to this. One who increases the love of the Creator has the fuel coming from the love of the Creator, and being rewarded with the love of the Creator is specifically through hatred of the body.
Okay, let's start answering questions and we'll see what to do.
Woman Mach 97.
Здравствуйте, дорогой учитель, мировой эклир, Рав, скажите, пожалуйста.
Hello, dear teacher, world clear, Rav. We recognize the greatness of the Creator, but how do we awaken such a love to the Creator, or is that the Creator's gift?
This is a gift from the Creator, but we have to continue. We haven't invested enough.
Чтобы показать Творцу, насколько мы
to show the Creator to what extent we desire connection with Him.
Woman Turkey 5.
Thank you.
Our friend is asking, dear Rab, ben Musa ve Firavun hikayesinde geçen İsrailoğullarının sürgün ve köleliklerini fizikselik gibi kölelik ve
Before I used to consider the exile and slavery of the sons of Israel in the story of Moses and Pharaoh as a physical slavery and exile. But now, with the study, I've come to understand that the exile and slavery in the story is the pleasure and enjoyment of the desire to receive. The question is, were the sons of Israel in the story enjoying themselves in the corporeal sense?
Yes, in the corporeal they were getting pleasure. And there's a lot written about this. But from the perspective of the spiritual, they could not get pleasure. So quite the contrary, they were in the feeling of exile until they shouted out to the Creator, and then He took them out.
Здравствуйте, дорогой и любимый Рав. Дорогой учитель.
Hello, dear, beloved Rav, dear teacher. Turns out in Egypt we're going in faith above reason over the revealing desire to receive. And we need to know that only the Creator can help us, and we need to ask Him.
Yes, correct.
Dear teacher, how do we correctly come to the hatred of the desire to receive, to ask for the Creator and to merit His love?
We have to agree in the 10, in the small group, each one is in his own group, to always talk about how we are in exile from the desire to give. We have to come out from the desire to receive, that's called Egypt, to a desire to give. And then we'll see and we'll receive everything that we have apart from the exile.
Woman, Mark 98.
Добрый день. Такой вопрос. Ненависть ниже разума. Какие последствия?
Hatred below reason and love is above it. What are the actions to free faith from reason and to raise it together with love?
Повторите, пожалуйста.
Ненависть ниже разума, а любовь выше него. Какие
первые действия? Hatred is below reason and love is above it. What are the primary actions to free it from reason and to raise it together to love?
Действия какие? Чтобы мы могли
what actions so that we can perform actions that don't give pleasure to our ego. That we can do act not out of our ego, but in faith above reason.
Но если мы будем таким образом себя проверять,
we have to get used to it gradually. But if we check ourselves in this way, then we'll be able to come out of the ego.
There's more question. Hatred towards unity, that's already the feeling of our evil inclination. Hatred towards unity, that's the feeling of our own evil inclination.
Yes and no. Человек просто так ненавидит объединение, то это его природа. Его природа.
This is his nature, that he doesn't like unity. He only likes himself. But if he strives for unity against his nature, then this is his spiritual work.
Woman, Mark 25.
Thank you.
Dear Rav, what do we need to do in order to sufficiently show the Creator that we want to build a connection with Him to reach true love towards the Creator?
For this, first and foremost, we need to unite with the friends in the ten. And then turn to the Creator and ask Him to raise us up from this state to Him.
Ken.
Yeah. We need to do this more internally or externally in meetings or other events.
Actually, internally is the most important thing, but externally also.
Okay.
Thank you, Rav. We don't have the love of the Creator because we didn't invest enough into that in order to show the Creator how much we want to be in connection with Him. So, and what exactly didn't we invest enough into?
Didn't invest enough. Didn't make enough effort to rise above the ego. We want to yearn to ascend so that our whole lives would be that we would want it to be above the ego, not inside the ego.
A friend also sent a question. Can I ask her for her? If we succeed in doing an action without any reward, that itself can already be a reward?
No, performing an action without a reward is when I ask for something. This may be a reward for me, but it's not inside the ego. And that's why we can ask.
Woman
it's
English
possible.
One.
Thank you, dearest friends. Thank you, World Klee. It says what was built in Egypt was buried in the ground. Didn't the sons of Israel lay down the bricks and build the pyramids, and they're still standing? So what does it mean that what was built was buried in the ground?
It's
written that what they used to build was immediately swallowed in the ground. It's written that the children of Israel built the pyramids, and the pyramids are still standing. So what does it mean that they were buried in, that it was buried in the ground?
I don't
think that it's about the pyramids. The sons of Israel worked and all the slave did all the slave jobs in Egypt, and the main thing they did, everything they did was absorbed by the ground. They didn't see any advancement from their work. That's why the work was difficult. No use, no results. And this is how they worked. We are not able to work in this way, but actually, how to come out of the desire to receive for reception, how to raise ourselves to bestowal, to lishma. But they were unable to do this. They tried to be in the desire to receive, and everything was until they began to shout that they're not able anymore, and then this cry this light affected them, influenced them, and took them out of exile. And that's the way we have to do it as well. We have to try to be above reason until we shout out so the Creator would take us out from exile to freedom. And then the Creator will hear us, hear our cry, and will save us from the Egyptian exile.
Good day, dear teacher and world Kli. When in our heart the greatness of the Creator is lives there very strongly, what then is our reward when we're making efforts to go in faith above reason?
The fact that the Creator sends us different states in which we can see whether we are going in within reason or above reason, this becomes a good sign for us. And the fact that sometimes we can rise to faith above reason and not remain in within reason, this becomes truly a big reward for us. This is a big gift for us.
Woman,
thank you very much, Rav.
Selam, Rav. Rav, kişi hep ikilemler içinde. Bir tarafı bağı hiç istemiyorken, bir tarafı da içten içe bağı ve sevgi arzuluyor. Bu ikilem nedir?
A person is always in a dilemma. Part of me doesn't want any connection. And another part really wants a connection and love. What is this dilemma, this split?
Yes, a person is in this until he finishes his work in Egypt, when he runs away from there. But there is an end to it. He needs to try to find the strength that will help him be above the ego, above reason, and thanks to these efforts, he comes out. About this, it is said that he will not be in a disagreement. He will not be an enemy. He won't stay in Egypt. Time will pass. A person will exert a specific amount of effort, and then he'll come out of Egypt. He'll run from the exile.
Да, здравствуйте, учитель. Общий вопрос у нас такой.
Well, teacher, we have this common question. How do we pass all of the fulfillment through the friends to the Creator?
Вы должны об этом говорить.
You have to talk about this.
И просить.
And ask.
Чтобы вся ваша работа была духовной.
So that your whole work would be spiritual. So for the Creator, that you really desire this, and you ask about this so that he would help you do this in this way, to rise above the ego, to think and ask only for him.
Woman Mag 113.
Всем здравствуйте, дорогой учитель.
Я вот сегодня услышала такое. Today I heard the following.
Мы приходим
к молитве.
Мы должны себя
from the prayer, we need to change ourselves in order to love the other like ourselves.
В которой.
And then it turns out there's a system in which everyone holds each other thanks to this mutual love. Is this within our strength? Is this realistic?
Yes. Yes.
Спасибо, дорогой учитель, за знание.
Woman Mark 25.
Thank you to your teacher for the knowledge.
Thank you very much, dear Rav. Please tell us, in the article it says that even though there's a small percent, we still receive in the vessels of reception. Should we concentrate on this in our work to calculate this somehow, or is this not the direction of our effort that we should have?
Don't worry. The Creator will do all of that. You just need to try to rise in your work up to the level of bestowal.
So better at love, at unity, we should invest our efforts there, yeah?
Yes.
Hello.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Раф.
Здравствуйте.
Очень болезненный вопрос, нередко в
женских. Very painful question. Often
такой момент, когда подруга, которая имеет большое рвение, большое устремление.
Sometimes a friend that has a strong desire, strong yearning, energy, she feels that the 10 is weak and cannot give her the advancement she wants, maybe such support. And she wants to change her 10. How should we act in this situation? What to pay attention to in the 10?
Надо просто все вместе.
Собираться. Simply all together, together.
Все вместе объединяться.
All together to unite. To hold on to each other.
И обращаться к Творцу.
And to turn to the Creator.
Именно в такой последовательности.
Specifically in this form, this order.
Thank you.
Altogether, it's difficult. We don't succeed. We have to achieve this moment.
I cannot recommend anything to you. You need to do it specifically in that way. That's it.
Thank you, Rav. We read in the article that the Israel realized that they are not working for the Creator, and it was painful to them. They shouldn't get pleasure, and they should enjoy something else. Why are we not in this state yet?
Because we're still not in Egypt, in exile. We don't feel it.
Uh-huh. И тогда скажите, пожалуйста, второй вопрос. Вот эти вот две цифры, которые
вы видите, 400 и 210, numbers we always have in Egypt, 400 and 210. 400 is years and 230 is degrees.
Woman Mag 51.
Yeah, let it be so.
Не слышно.
We don't hear you.
Tov, woman Mag 48.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Раф. Когда человек...
Hello, dear Raf. When a person is inside of faith, is in faith within reason. What does he believe? What faith is this?
Faith within reason. It's what we in our world use all the time.
Is this when we see our desires?
Yeah.
So we don't have a relationship with the Creator?
Nope.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Когда человек приближается...
Hello, Raf. When a man gets closer to the Creator, he feels help and support. There is some hatred here. How to treat the evil correctly?
We'll gradually learn that. For now, we need to understand what this article is telling us, and out of it, we will advance further.
Thank you.
Kos.
Hello, Raf. Good morning. It says in the article, a wicked strap which strikes the wicked. It looks like that our self-love is striking itself, is helping us to come into exile. And so So the faith within reason is the help to bring us in exile.
Faith within reason, it helps us to rise above it, to faith above reason.
And what is the remedy that faith within reason is, let's say, the help to at last bring us into exile, because then we can build the lack to start asking the Creator. So what is the proceeding here, actually, to do it correctly? Do you really have to stay this length of this 400 years? But what is the help? What can we get out of this that we can hasten it, that you can speed it up in the tent?
Just to be more together and to speak about the states that we're going through.
Woman Mac 4. No, Mac 4. Sorry. Mac 4.
Задавай, Саша, задавай.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
My question is this, Rav. If man gets a desire that controls him, and he cannot run away from this desire, and he cannot realize it, in this case, how should he address the Creator?
For the Creator to help him? What else?
Run away or realize it?
Nothing. For the Creator to help him, don't command the Creator on what he needs to do.
Just ask for help, yes?
Woman, Max 86.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Раф. Раф, у меня два вопроса, если можно.
I have two questions, if I may.
То есть, что можно дать такому ненасытному эгоизму?
What can we give insatiable ego?
Просить Творца, молиться Творцу.
Ask the Creator, pray to the Creator, for him to exchange it, to raise, to give a push, to support.
Если можно. В нашем поколении вот вы.
And another one, if I may. In our generation, as we learn, we are more egotists than the generation that was in Egypt. Is this correct?
Yes.
Yes. And why then? Why do you say we are not in Egypt yet? Why can't we feel ourselves in Egypt yet?
Too little bit of time in order to feel that, to feel ourselves that we are within the ego. But don't worry. A bit more time and this will open up for us.
Rav, the fuel from the greatest side is felt throughout the day from lesson to lesson, but there is a fear that this fuel will run out. What can we do to make sure the fuel doesn't run out?
To be more connected to the friends in the group. Just this can help take you out.
Shalom, Rav Yakar. Rav Yakar, kişi mantık ötesine nasıl gelebilir?
How does a person raise above reason?
How does
a person rise to
Faith Above Reason, this is what we are studying, that he is connecting to the friends and reads the articles of Rabash that we are learning from in general. And then he feels to what extent he is within the desire to receive, which does not allow him to rise above to the desire to bestow. And then he begins to cry out for the Creator to save him, to help him rise above that exile that he feels.
Woman Mark 39. Woman Mark 39.
Дорогой Раф, подскажите, а вот мы уже находимся...
Please tell us, are we in unity? Because before, it's just that he doesn't let us feel it.
Latin.
Yeah. Thank you.
12. Latin, 12.
Buenos días. ¿Cómo... ¿Cómo dejar poco a poco los deseos del cuerpo para ir avanzando en el camino de otorgamiento?
How to gradually leave the desire of the body to advance in bestowal.
Ask all the time, ask to rise above the desire to receive.
Can
I ask another question?
Yes.
Sí.
Ayer hablamos de los grados y creo que tiene mucha relación con esto. ¿Cómo se da el proceso de
otorgamiento? Yesterday we spoke about bestowal. I have a question. What is the process to come to a bestowal for bestowal's sake?
And that's what we're learning today. Yeah?
English one.
Gracias.
Hello, Rav. If we are trying to reach love of friends and we feel inconsistencies that really kind of sting us, we can't reconcile them, is that a gift from the Creator for us to specifically in that moment rise above reason?
It could be, yeah. It could be, yes.
Specifically that we can do in that moment? We just ask, or is there something else that we can do to rise above reason?
Try to rise by ourselves, and out of that, ask.
Asia.
Asia.
Thank you, Rav. I have a question about tzimtzum, restriction. I hope it's acceptable. I've been thinking about it for a long time. So I have a great love for music. Do I need to restrict this desire to play music only for other people? Or can I? Do I need to stop listening to music altogether? I just wasn't sure about the restriction because my ego gets a lot of joy from music.
You need to let everything that you love to do. You need to give it some time. But not that it will be more than what you invest. And the force of connection and bestowal in the group.
Amen.
Understand? That's how it is.
Thank you very much, Rav.
Ita.
Thank you, Rav. Hello, friends. Rav, pushing ourselves hard into the work leads us to A deeper desire appears towards the Creator, and a subtle joy in the heart, and a feeling honored to service the Creator. I want to ask, are these emotions that reveal the beginning of this freedom?
Ken.
Yes.
Woman Mach 62.
Здравствуйте, дорогой учитель, мировой кли. Вот последний период наших уроков.
Hello, dear teacher. Well, кли recently in our lessons, general work. Affected our group a lot. We're also a virtual group, and sometimes the states in the lessons take us to the edge. If we could jump, we would jump. We want to run away from ourselves the most, but how to do it? How to run away from your ego self? Today, our group has the opportunity to meet. And we'll unite, connect physically. What should we ask for? What should we ask the Creator for?
For unity?
To come out from the state, from the egotistical...
Yeah,
but it's the same thing. Either for unity.
Woman, Mach. 30.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Здравствуйте, мировой Кли. Вот у нас возник такой.
Hello, dear Rav, world Kli. We have the following question. It says that we have to come to the Creator is only possible by hating one's body, but the body is a spiritual container, and in order to we have to correct in this corporeal outer part. What does he mean here?
That's what he means. Egoism is the body.
Woman, Moscow 6.
Здравствуйте, вопрос от подруги. Как получить вознаграждение?
Hello, question from a friend. How to receive a reward, minimal one at least, to get energy not to receive for us, for oneself, so it wouldn't harm.
Вот это нам и надо. Нам надо поэтому так.
That is what we need. Which is why we need to ask in that way, ask the Creator in that way.
Buenos días, maestro Rab. Refiriéndome siempre al cuerpo, la pregunta es la siguiente. El cuerpo es el resultado del egoísmo. El Creador creó al cuerpo. Entonces,
the body is a result of the ego. The Creator created this body. That's why we say that the Creator hates bodies. Why does the Creator hate bodies? If the Creator brings us to correction, the body brings us to correction.
And the body doesn't bring us towards correction. Its inner qualities actually to receive and receive and to receive. And by showing us that it just wants to receive, then by that, not out of its desire, involuntarily, it pushes us towards corrections. In order to bestow.
In
the path of suffering of the body?
Yes.
When the body suffers, this brings us to correction.
Yes.
Добрый день, дорогой Раф.
Но получается, что вот народ Израиля находился в Египте, ему там было хорошо, он не собирался выходить.
The nation of Israel, when it was in Egypt, they didn't want to come out. They were okay there, and that's why they need someone like Moses that would guide them out, and then the Creator needs to send someone like Moses. So without the ten, without you, without the Creator's help, nobody can ever come out of Egypt.
Of course, that's how it is in the whole world.
Okay, thank you. We'll try.
Turkey 7.
Selam sevgiler, selam sevgili dostlar. Onlu ve dostlar hangi eylemleriyle birbirine yakıt olur?
Hello, Rav and friends. Through what actions can the ten and the friends give each other energy?
By them connecting together and wanting to help each other to rise up more and more towards actions of bestowal. They embrace more. And through that, they merit a singular desire called one heart. And in that way, they reach a singular prayer. And then the Creator does to them what they want. Okay?
Can I continue?
Can, please.
Yani onludaki her bir dostun bu tarz örneği yapabilecek gücü olmuyor. O noktada işte ne yapabiliriz? Yani hepsinin bağ istediğine eminim. Ama bazen tükeniyoruz yani hep birlikte tükeniyoruz. O noktada işte ne yapacağız?
I know all my friends in my ten wants connection, but sometimes we get we don't have any fuel left with entire ten, and none of us have any fuel left. And my question is that at that point, as ten, when we have no fuel, what are we gonna do?
We can cry and scream. And the main thing, it doesn't matter in what form, either crying or shouting, we need to turn to the Creator to help us to come out of this state. What does it mean? To take us out of this egoistic desire, that we would rise to the altruistic desire. And in this way, we will merit coming out of Egypt.
Tbilisi.
Добрый день, дорогой Рав, мировой Кли.
Hello, dear Rav, world Кли. Dear Rav.
Сокращение — это условие общения.
It looks like a restriction is a condition to speak to the Creator, because we come to the Creator in any case.
We come to the Creator only when we want it, with all of the desires.
Dear Rav, if you let me, there is such huge gratitude for our great Rav that you're guiding us on this path. We have the fullest gratitude to the Creator. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I feel your hearts.
Woman Turkey 5.
My
Merhaba sevgili Rav. Mantık içindeki inanç alma arzusunun sarhoşluğu içinde ise bizi bu sarhoşluktan uyandıran, çıkaran şey nedir? Teşekkürler.
What will help us from wake us up from this dream?
As the Creator will wake us, just like in the past, each and every one, he acted on each one in the past, and then suddenly we're drawn to the purpose of creation, to corrections, to us wanting to know why we're alive and how to live in order to attain the purpose of life. That's how it will be. The main thing is to go and be more and more sensitive to what the Creator wants to awaken us to, awaken in us.
Unity free, woman.
Yom Tov Rav. Вот написано, что Творец ненавидит тела.
No? It says that the Creator helps the bodies, but He created this body, egotistical body. How can He hate what He created?
And that's how it is. He hates it.
Чтобы мы от этого тела избавились.
For us to rid ourselves of this body.
Избавились и стали подобными Ему.
Да.
Но у нас нету выбора.
To rid ourselves and become similar to him, Rav, yes.
But we don't have a choice. He brings us to correction, Nachishena or Beito, in a speedy way or in due course.
No. He hits us a bit. If we are aspiring towards the goal, not in order to get rid of the blows, but because we want to be above the ego, to be similar to the Creator, then He helps us.
Thank you, Rav, very much.
Well, we still have Hadera 1.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, work in exile is work, a person's work against what he needs.
Person's work against what?
Against the corporeal, the necessity is what he needs to receive.
Necessity? No, it's not against necessities. What a person needs in order to exist. It's neither praised nor condemned.
Yes, but until he comes to this, he wants more.
That's already work.
How does he build this? Is this work in exile? Him doing it? Thank you, Rav. Please tell us, can we shout and be in joy? Or it goes one after the other?
It's possible.
Woman Mag 97.
Дорогой учитель, а при полном исправлении тела исчезают?
Do bodies disappear after final correction?
Не обязательно.
These bodies of ours? Not necessarily. What do they bother us?
What is the dead bodies coming back to life? Resurrection.
It's the ego. Our bodies are called the egoism. It's not this body, this flesh and bones.
Woman Mag 62.
Здравствуйте, Раф, мировое кли. Вопрос подруги. Для того, чтобы выйти из Египта,
question from a friend. In order to come out of Egypt, you have to realize you're an ego. That's why we need to turn to the Creator, shout from the heart, shout with the whole ten, or how?
Yeah. It's like that.
Thank you.
Okay, my dear ones, be well until tomorrow, and wish you all the best. Thank you, Warren.
Thank you, Rav. Thank you, everyone. And to announcements throughout the holiday of Pesach from 22nd to 20 until 29th of April, we'll have meals in the building in the center in Petah Tikva. This will be broadcast on our normal channels, and you'll get the full schedule sent to you. Please register. Today we're continuing our broadcast, reading Tess at 5:30, reading Zohar at 7:30, and we'll finish up with a song.
Fading together in love beyond the veil.